The town of Normal will need a new city manager next year. That is just one headline you heard this week on GLT. I'm Bailey Steelman with a recap of this week's top stories. Mark Peterson says he is retiring in about 8 months after 20 years in the top job and 30 years with the town. Councilmember Jeff Fritson says part of what has made Peterson such a successful city manager is his vision.
Mark is a good manager and a good administrator, but beyond that, he has challenged us, I think, to think outside the box at times about different economic development type items or other aspects of the town's business. I think it's one reason we've done so much master planning.
Fritson says Uptown Normal is Peterson's signature accomplishment, but he has also done a lot to replace an aging water and sewer infrastructure. 15 months before the next general election, McLean County politics are already heating up. Local Democrats are accusing the Republican Party chair of violating the Open Meetings Act, OMA. County Board Member Carlo Rubistelli says emails sent between Republican board members about alleged taxpayer-funded electioneering at the county fair were illegal.
I was shocked and disappointed to see that members of the board were sending contemporaneous emails between a majority of a quorum of the board, because that may violate the OMA.
State's Attorney Jason Chambers confirmed he's looking into the emails and reminded board members about open meetings law. Republican Party Chair Chuck Erickson denies his emails were improper. County Clerk Kathy Michael denies any taxpayer money was used for campaigning at the fair. That's what the original emails were about.
This is not a mistake by a concerned citizen. This is a Chicago-style dirty tricks using false allegations attempting to smear my reputation.
Michael is running for re-election next November against likely Democratic challenger Nikita Richards. As a matter of disclosure, Rubistelli previously worked for GLT but left for a new job at Illinois Wesleyan earlier this year. President Trump's top agriculture official was in central Illinois Monday talking to farmers about the next farm bill. Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue stopped at an Evergreen FS facility in Shinoa. He's on a five-state tour as lawmakers prepare to draft the 2018 farm bill this year. One of the key issues will be crop insurance, one of the many programs that Trump proposed cutting in his budget blueprint earlier this year. Perdue wants farmers to focus on the market, not on government programs.
Farmers typically, I want them to understand that crop insurance is a safety net. It's not an investment. It's a protection. You don't need to get $1.10 out of every dollar you spend for crop insurance. It's that safety net that they participate in that's very palatable for the public.
The Illinois Farm Bureau says it's concerned about Trump's proposed deep cuts to federal crop insurance, $28 billion over the next 10 years. West Nile season has arrived in McLean County. Health Department Senior Sanitarian Angie Crawford says a mosquito pool east of Bloomington has tested positive for the virus.
People need to start really being diligent when they're going out. They need to make sure that they're grabbing their insect repellent, putting on that bug spray. When they're grabbing their sunscreen, they should just automatically grab their bug spray as well and make sure that they're protecting themselves.
The virus can cause severe neurological symptoms. Last year, there were 155 cases across the state. 6 were fatal. Cases of the virus peak in late summer and early fall, when mosquitoes are most active. The city of Bloomington is still looking for more applications for its new police advisory board. The deadline to apply to serve on the new Public Safety and Community Relations Board has been extended to 5 p.m. Monday, August 14th. City spokesperson Nora Duckowitz says around 20 people have applied so far. Those interested in applying should submit a statement of interest application on the city's website. Bloomington Normal Economic Development Council CEO Kyle Hamm says the Twin Cities are an ideal environment for Amazon to build a warehouse. Amazon Marketplace leaders held a talk at Illinois State University Wednesday to film a video telling small business owners success stories from selling through Amazon. Hamm says he wants to keep the ideas of Amazon in the community and hope for a larger project.
We certainly do everything we can to position our community for that, but today's opportunity with Amazon is separate from that conversation.
Normal entrepreneur Kristen Ray helped to invite Amazon to ISU. She is the CEO of Inspire International and began selling luggage on Amazon during the recession. She says online shopping became the preference over storefronts in 2007. A 1931 service station on Route 66 on Pine Street in Normal has been restored and revitalized in the hopes of attracting tourists to the historic building. The town of Normal purchased the property last year from Route 66 scholar Terry Ryburn, who began the restoration years ago. Ryburn will continue with Sprague Super Service as a proprietor of a gift shop. A longtime resident of Normal, Ryburn, says her experience and knowledge of Route 66 can help visitors to the Twin Cities have a full experience on the Mother Road.
I'm able to say, okay, well, you're going to be here at this time? Okay, well, do that. Or, you know, have you visited our uptown? You know, I like to consider myself a concierge of the road.
That concludes your news and review. I'm Bailey Steelman with WGLT News.